I think one of the great things in terms of the impact they've had is the way in which they've encouraged young people to engage with their own communities. And it's given young people an opportunity to have their own voice and express themselves in an event that is surrounded by a lot of sort of traditional activity. Remembrance is something that is done very well in Britain on a national scale, but it's something that has quite a traditional and set approach. And therefore, what we've seen is the way in which young people have begun to shape that for themselves with some of the projects that I've already mentioned. One of the great things is the way in which the impact that young people, as I said, have had on shape on working within their wider community, but also giving them that opportunity to express their sort of passion and interest for a subject and encourage others to engage with that. I think it's been great for schools to give them an opportunity to reach out into their local community, a real focus and something that was being delivered on a national scale, but allowed schools to shape something within their local community. I think one of the other ways in which it's had an impact is it's also perhaps encouraged schools to reflect on how they deliver remembrance on an annual basis. It's perhaps given schools and certainly perhaps teachers an opportunity to reflect on the whole school focus for remembrance and how that's carried out on an annual basis, what sort of approaches are taken. And as I alluded to already, that opportunity to reflect on those traditional approaches to remembrance, and therefore it's not necessarily just a 2 minute silence and a brief assembly, but it's ways in which you can actually get young people to engage with this event and shape it for themselves. And I think that's really been where the impact has been felt, that engagement with the First World War, engagement with that theme of remembrance, has not been something that just happens to young people in November, but has been something that they can shape themselves and actively be part of. And I think that's where the impact of these projects has really seen a change within school and local communities.